Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope everybody's doing well. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Joshua 4, 1 through chapter 6, verse 27, Psalm 49, 10 through 15, Proverbs 11, 24 through 26, Luke 13, 22 through 14, 6. Today we're going to be talking about divine mathematics. One person gives freely, yet gains more. Another withholds what is right, only to become poor. Proverbs 11:24, which is our focal passage today. What all the passages in Proverbs which talk about generosity are really teaching us is that selfishness short circuits human happiness, and that the route to joy is liberality, and liberality with our talents, our treasure, and our time. Today's text is, of course, difficult for some to accept because it violates all the rules of mathematics. How can it be that the more you give away, that the more you have? It doesn't seem logical. Well, Bertrand Russell, one of the greatest mathematicians of the century, comment on that. Mathematics and logic have nothing to do with reality. David Rivet, a chartered accountant and one of the directors of the CWR, Crusade for World Revival, says that since he has been with the organization, he has found that God has quite different arithmetic from what he and the other accountants have used. For example, what do 5 and 2 make? 7? Yes. In man's arithmetic, but not in God's. In God's arithmetic, 5 and 2 make 5,000. How come? Well, 5 loaves and 2 fish and a little lunch, which a little boy once gave to Jesus, was taken by him and turned into enough food to feed 5,000 men. And just add to the point, 12 baskets of fragments were gathered up after everyone had eaten their fill. Nature, we are told, harbors a vacuum. It is the same in the spiritual realm. Liberality and generosity create a vacuum in which God flows, enabling us to give and to go on giving. I cannot explain it, but I have seen it happen time and time again. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we are always reaching out, and you are always reaching out to us in generosity and love. Help us this day to do the same. May you use our generosity to touch the lives of others. For your own dear name's sake, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey guys, for further study, let's look at Matthew 26, 1 through 13, Matthew 25, 34 through 40, and Ecclesiastes 5, 13, and keep these two questions in mind. How did the disciples view the extravagant act? This extravagant act. 2, how did Jesus view it? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.